I know I just arrived here this afternoon, but looking over all of you, your faces, I have the feeling that we've been here before, that there's something about our lives that brings us, perhaps has brought us together along the journey of this life. As we traveled along the road to Emmaus, and maybe it's just that we haven't quite crossed paths, but we've been along that same journey, and it's brought us together here tonight. And I think that encounter that we have here is part of that journey, hopefully a part that will bring us closer to each other and to the Lord as we continue along our way. And it becomes part of the whole unfolding of my own life, certainly. It goes back a long way, well, before most of you were born. And began, of course, in my family. I grew up in Wisconsin, actually, before I worked my way down to Texas. And I was an only child, actually, for 11 months, until my sister came along. And then my brother, a sister, another sister, and I think there's another sister, and then a brother, and then a couple of sisters. I've kind of lost track, but it added up to 10. That's in my family is where my journey to Emmaus began, and there were a lot of things that helped me along the way as I look back that were really so good, such a blessing to me. My parents, for instance, now don't get me wrong, they were definitely not perfect parents, but whatever weaknesses they might have had, thanks be to God, they had a faith that just kind of imbued their life and the way they looked at life, and my grandparents too. So that's something I'm grateful for. I learned from some of the hard things in the family too. I mean, like I really learned how to fight in my family. And I don't know, hopefully how to resolve some of the fights. I think of other experiences along the way that helped kind of shape me. Times that I was sick and I knew what it was like to be sick. And then a young friend of mine, he was actually a year or so older, just a couple houses down, who had his tonsils out when I was about 9 years old, and I really felt for him, and I went to visit him, and he wasn't really talking very much, but I wanted to be there with him so that he at least would know he wasn't alone somehow. That made an impression on me. So did the bullies in town. They would say to me at school, when I was in early years of grade school, "Sites, we're going to get you when you go home." And I'd walk home, you know, sometimes run, just looking around all the time, you know, and hoping to make it before they caught up to me. Maybe that's why I've always kind of hate people who pick on people who are weaker, you know. I take that personally. There are other experiences. The first time I went home from the seminary, I entered the seminary in Dallas, and I finally, at the end of that semester, I went home. And when I saw my family, they were all so happy that I was back. And I was glad too. You're kind of glad to leave and you're happy to go back. But no one was happier than my grandfather, who had written me regularly when I was gone. He'd send me newspaper clippings from the paper so that I could keep up with the Green Bay Packers. It was good. That very afternoon after I saw him, we got a call that he had been rushed to the hospital. And then, this joyful reunion turned so sad because he was obviously very sick. He had a coronary aneurysm. And ultimately, we knew he wasn't going to make it. So we gathered at the hospital there and just not knowing what to do. And before long, a young priest, who had been a friend of his, and just from seeing him at church and with all of us, he came to the hospital and he gave him the sacraments. That helped us a lot. But what really amazed us was we thought he was going to say, "Okay, I've given him the sacraments. We'll pray for him. Bye." But no, he sat down with us and stayed there for the whole night. Never forget that. And I remember saying to myself, I'm not sure yet whether I want to be a priest. I didn't have the maturity yet to ask whether God called me to be a priest so much. But if I ever become a priest, I want to be like him. So a lot of encounters along the way like that. And as I think about it, some of the times that probably had the most formative effect in my life was something we did then, despite the chaos of my big family, that doesn't happen so much today, sadly, is that we would sit down at night for dinner. We had dinner together. And it wasn't always, hardly ever, peaceful. But we shared that meal, and when we weren't arguing about something or other, we were telling the stories of the day, of what happened, and so on. And as I look back, I realize I was learning. And then, of course, there was the Sunday Mass. I've often said, pretty much everything I learned about being a Catholic Christian, I learned it around the table of the Lord, And not bragging, just saying that's what happened. From week to week and year to year, we heard these stories that Jesus told us, I learned about the Good Samaritan, the prodigal son. I learned about the things that Jesus said about, I was hungry and you gave me to eat, and thirsty and you gave me to drink, and the Beatitudes and so on. And all of these things, although I may have been slow to absorb them and still am, they had some effect. Not to mention, of course, that all along, besides feeding me with his word, he was feeding me at his table, where he still breaks the bread. There are people that I've learned a lot from through the years, and I just want to allude to them so that if you ever have the chance, you might seek them out as people who can teach you, who can teach all of us as we move forward on this journey to Emmaus. One group, I think you're represented here actually, those who came into the church at Easter. Are there any of you here? There's one. Another? Joining us for the Eucharist? Anybody else? Right here. He's serving Mass. We haven't ordained him yet. But I met some others, a whole group of them, after the last Mass. Get them to tell you their story, because they'll tell you how Jesus worked in the mysterious ways in their lives. And the other group is immigrants. I've been so privileged in the Diocese of El Paso, where I've been for 12 years, to be able to learn from them. And I've never met people with a deeper faith than people who have been through what they have been through. And they will tell you how God has worked and saved them. They will tell you about miracles that they experienced when all reasonable hope was lost on their 3,000-mile journey, for instance, if they came from the northern part of South America. It might have been longer than that. You'll learn. All of us, brothers and sisters, can help one another along that journey by sharing the stories, sharing our disappointments, like those disciples, but also listening as the Lord causes our hearts to burn within us.